we believe is that God is unlike his creation. In the Quran, God says, Laysa kamithlihi shay, unlike anything we can imagine, right? And I'll tell you why it makes sense, Saman. I'll tell you why it makes sense. Because, you know, God created this universe, came into existence, yes? Even scientists tell us the universe came into existence with Big Bang, yeah? Okay. Now, before this universe existed, imagine this is the universe right here, yeah? Before this existed, the creator, the cause existed, yeah? Let me just make the point, you can come back, you can bring me back, yeah? So the universe came into existence at a point, and the cause always existed. And the cause caused this universe at this point. So it brought into existence this physical material universe, yes? At this point. Yeah? So whatever existed before this point must be immaterial, must be unlike its creation.
I believe I think it was basically, you could say, other people say this came by chance or whatever, however people want to define it.
Yes.
It did not have an intelligent designer or creator.
Okay, let me ask you another simple question. Let's keep it very simple. Can something come from nothing? No. Okay? So the universe came into existence, yes? Okay. We're not talking about cause right now. I'm saying, did the universe come into existence? Yes. Okay. Now, what was the cause of the universe? So you were saying nothing can come from nothing.
Yeah, but remember,
you have to be consistent, bro. If you're saying something can't come from nothing.
Okay, I'm being consistent here.
Yeah.
This is a very specific point. I understand this building, someone must have painted that building. Burger King did, someone must have painted it. But we're talking
simple, this phone.
Yeah.
This phone, bro.
Yeah.
This phone, if I told you this phone made itself, you would say I'm crazy.
Yeah, I understand your
Do you
point.
See this? Would you agree? Would you, like, if I told you, bro, I'm not mad, I'm telling you, I'm not mad. I'm not mad, seriously. Last night, this phone, I was sleeping, these pieces of metal came above my bed and they started to form itself and made a phone. Would you believe me?
Yeah, I understand.
No, but would you believe me?
No, I wouldn't believe you.
Okay, why not?
Because it's unlikely.
This is fundamental, bro. I'm not trying to take you off topic, but you have to address this point. Why can't the phone
really
make itself?
So
the phone can't make itself.
No, yes.
Okay, so how can the universe make itself?
It didn't make itself.
Okay, so
it did not have a cause. It did not have a creator.
Okay, let's get this
and
right.
You're not willing to accept it.
I'm trying to understand your position. So you're saying it didn't make itself, right? You're saying it didn't come from nothing, and you're saying that it didn't have a cause. So then what's the answer? Well, you're basically rejecting all possibilities for the universe to come into existence.
Again, it's the fundamentals. There is no sufficient proof of God. There is no sufficient proof.
Let's address this point.
Scientific debate, I understand what you're saying.
No, I'm not talking about science. I'm saying let's use reason. You've got ability to reason, right? You use it every day.
Yeah, I mean, you can't reason in the context of God.
Okay.
You have no sufficient
proof. No, I'm not saying
we're talking about God here.
Sure. Let's get some things very simple, right?
This debate is about God.
Yes, it is, bro. But do you believe in using reason? Let's use reason. Okay. How did the universe come into existence?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. Did it have a cause or not?
No, I've already answered that.
So you're saying it didn't have a cause?
Yes.
Okay, what's the evidence?
Why is it at a certain kind of distance?
Saman, it's very easy. The reason I'm laying down these foundations so we can understand this. There's constants and quantities. You know when you see something that's, for example, I gave back to the example of the phone. You know this is a complex thing, right? Somewhat. Now, you wouldn't believe that this can come from nothing or make itself. Because it has these complexities. It has symmetry, it has shape, it has form, it has a function. Yeah? Okay? In the same way, take the human body. The human body is far more complex than this phone is, right? The universe is far more complex than the human body. So if we're not willing to accept that a simple phone can create itself and make itself, then how can we accept that the universe can make itself and create itself?
There's...
How?
I can understand your reasoning. I can understand your reasoning. The phone, I understand. Remember, we're talking about something which is not probable in any circumstances.
Okay, can you explain this to me?
I'm explaining. Yeah, you're going to keep it.
Because I want to understand this particular example.
This is what I've got to say here. Okay? We are not talking about something which is probable, like someone who designed my jacket. Okay? Someone designed it. Yes? That someone we know exists. We can see him. We can hear him. So we know the substance
okay,
is there.
Do you know where he is right now? Where's the designer of the jacket?
No,
but how do you know that? Have you seen him? Have you met him? Have you met him?
Again, I'm going to go back.
Brother, someone, address. Do you understand these points? You're making the points, and then you're slipping over.
I understand your question.
Have you seen the designer of the jacket?
No. Okay. But again, the point.
And you're believing that.
You believe in something, someone you haven't seen.
No, but you get what I'm saying.
What's his name?
This designer is probable. Do you understand it?
Why is he probable?
Because he's there.
Where is he?
He's there in the flesh.
Have you seen him?
Have you seen God?
No, no. What's
the problem? I asked you the same question. So you're being hypocritical.
No, I'm not. You're changing the subject. This is a red herring. No, you're this
being
is, okay. Look, can we stop and rest this point? 1 second. You said, you know there's a designer of your jacket.
Yes.
Right? Okay. I said, have you seen him? You haven't seen him? You haven't met him or anything, but you believe he exists. Why?
Because he is probable.
Why is he probable?
Because he's not imaginary. Like you.
Why not? Why is
he's not invisible like what you guys
but have you ever
he's
seen
not a spirit.
Brother Saman, only for only
think about it in a
one second.
Way. I don't think you're using
okay, it. Who told you that it was a man who made this shot?
Woman, who cares?
Who told you it was a woman who made
this machine, shot? You know?
It could have been a machine.
Yeah, but again, even a machine is more probable than an imaginary god. A machine works.
You're missing the point. You haven't seen the person that the probable person that made your jacket, yet you believe he exists. I asked you why. You said because he's probable. Why is it probable that there's a creator of your jacket?
I believe this jacket had to have a creator.
Why?
It wouldn't come by chance.
Exactly. Why are we being around the bush, bro? But do you understand the point?
Yeah, I understand
okay.
the point.
But do you see how inconsistent you're being right now? I have to stop here for a second because you're being very inconsistent. You're being very disingenuous. I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to your simple jacket that's made of cotton and two or three materials, you're not willing to accept that it doesn't have a designer. But when it comes to the complex universe, you're willing to reject the designer. This isn't an intellectual problem, bro. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something. I've seen you as a brother in humanity. This is not an intellectual problem. That's very clear right now. It's a problem of the heart.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ